कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहकण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ध्येयं सदा परिभवग्नमभीष्टदोहं तीर्थास्पदं शिव विरिञ्चि नुतं शरण्यं भृत्यार्थिहं प्रणतपाल भवाब्धिपोतं वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दं। मूकं करोति वाजालं वाचालं स्तब्धभाषितं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। हरे कृष्णा। आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू बी गिवन दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व यू ऑल एंड आई सीक हम्बली सीक ब्लेसिंग्स सो दैट I can say something for my purification and maybe it will inspire. The topic I chose is Rag Vartma Chandrika. This is not the usual Srimad Bhagavatam topic, but it may be of concern and interest to many of you. And there were some reasons why I have chose this particular topic. Curiosity, some fortunate reasons and some unfortunate reasons. Why curiosity? Because somehow during the COVID time and after that, I was part of many of the discussions around this topic, ranging from 15-year-old kids asking the question to grown-ups and then in association with several senior devotees. So my curiosity was also piqued. What is it? And Rag Vartma Chandrika is the central text. It's the central text about Raga Bhakti. Raga Bhakti means the path of love, specific path of love, which is Vrindavan Braj Bhakti. So, hai kya? And I landed up in Vrindavan because, well, our ancestors are from there and I had to take care of my mother. So, You are there, right there in the cosmopolitan of spirituality. So kuch to chhuega, it rubs off, right? So it rubbed off in the form of curiosity. Fortunate reasons, somehow some of us decided in service to Sri Bhanu Swami Maharaj that we would start re-editing some of the Sanskrit and English works, the olden works which Maharaj had done. And then an idea clicked that the entire north and west belt in India are kaunsi bhasha bolne wale prior? Hindi bhasha. And Hindi se judi hui Bengali and then Marathi and Gujarati, right? Almost wo behne hi hain wo bhashaon mein. But kisi bhi Prabhupada anuga, somebody who is following Prabhupada, his inspired translations of Gaudiya scriptures are not there. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is also not there. And if we read or invest our time in reading these translations by Prabhupada Anugas, then there is a sense of what? A pride, a sense of family, isn't it? Otherwise, if the viveka, the discrimination is not there, then it creates what? Some kind of apologetic sort of situation. Ki, hamare paas itna nahi hai, kya karein, bahar jana padta hai, ityadi. So then we asked Maharaj, how about we translate into Hindi? Because Hindi mein hone ke baad, Marathi mein bhi hoga, Gujarati and Bengali, it becomes easier, right? So he gave the full blessings and this is the first book I picked. And we have finished the translation. We have also added headings and critical Sanskrit also. And the book may be out soon. So that was a fortunate reason. Another fortunate reason, we came in touch with Shivram Maharaj. He has written a lot on his topic. So khub charchaen hui. Now the unfortunate reasons. Well, you know, even in spirituality we shop. That's a consumeristic market, what to say. So the unfortunate reasons were there that I heard arguments by some of Prabhupada Anugas that, you know, we need something higher, so we have to explore it somewhere else. And then they started spending less and less time within the ISKCON family. So all these reasons inspired me to take a deeper plunge. And I thought I would come convinced that we have the perfect Abhideya, and I think I've come to that conclusion, that's why I'm sitting here. So it's a very chota book. The entire English translation is just 20 pages. Two chapters, Prathama Prakashaha and Dvitiya Prakashaha. First chapter, second chapter. It's not about the eightfold pastimes of Sri Krishna and Radha. It's tattva, about the love, bhakti, the bhakti of Vrindavan, which we are sitting in Vrindavan. So I think it's a perfect location also. But it's in a very madhur style, characteristics of Vishnachakri Thakur, right? He has that flair of grabbing the heart, churning it so that love comes out. And that's why I thought it would be nice. It won't be scratching the head. And, arre, kya chal raha hai? So I will just do a brief review in two classes. Hopefully, it will be over. And I am also available beyond the classes. So should you have corrections, feedback, suggestions, comments, anger, but in a very dheere se, I am happy to be the soundboard. So, the chapter 1, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, see, I have discussed about this topic a bit in my book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the tradition of Gaudiya is considered to be some avatar of Rupa Goswami. That's not documented. It's just mentioned in some Bengali literatures that Rupa Goswami came again as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to purport his own literatures. And while he was in college only, think of college as VTA, think of college as Vidyapeeth. It's just a student. He wrote commentaries, a short, Sundar Sasta Tikau, commentaries on three of the characteristics literature of Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu means ocean. So he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Choti si bindu ek sindhu ki. Then there is उज्जवल नीलमणि, नीलमणि का मतलब क्या होता है? सैफायर, सैफायर से क्या निकलती है? किरण. सो ही रोट उज्जवल नीलमणि किरण. देन लघु भागवतामृत, हम बोलते हैं ना एक अमृत का एक कण ही मिल जाए तो ही रोट लघु भागवतामृत कण. सो पीपल से इन गौड़िया, एनीबडी हु रीड्स विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर कण बिंदु किरण विल नेवर हैव एनी डाउट. बट विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर वॉज नॉट सेटिस्फाइड, सो ही सेड लेट मी डू समथिंग मोर जस्टिस टू दिस टॉपिक. सो ही सेड भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु बिंदु के बाद आई हैव रिटन दिस राग वर्त्म चंद्रिका. चंद्रिका मीन्स मून लाइट इल्यूमिनेटिंग वॉट वर्त्म विच मीन्स पैथ ऑफ वॉट राग विच इज लव. सो मून बीम इल्यूमिनेटिंग द पैथ ऑफ लव एंड ही गोज राइट इन टू द सेंटर इन द फर्स्ट वर्स कि वॉट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन वैधि एंड रागानुग. वैधि भक्तिर भवेत शास्त्रम भक्तौ चेत स्यात् प्रवर्तकम. प्रवर्तक मीन्स पुश, something which pushes us, inspires us. It's not method. Method we look in the scriptures only. But why do we get up in the morning? Why do we look, serve the deities? One of the thought is, Guru has said, or I should do it. Otherwise, maybe X things will not work in life. Y thing will not work in life. So there is a push of push is of Shastra and the method is of Shastra. So this thing is becoming clear. Method is how you do it. Push is why you want to do it. So when the both why and how is Shastra, it is Vidhi Marg, Vaidhi. Still sadhana, abhi upar. So there was a saint in Vrindavan. He was an Advaiti Margi, but his mother was Sri Vaishnav. And she would do like, think about Lakshmi Narsimha's pastimes. So this saint will say, kya upar cinema chalti hai kya kuch aise? Matlab pastimes. It's literally cinema. Naam se roop, roop se gun, aur gun ke baad leela, leela ke baad parikar bhi aa jate. To bahut bheed rehti hai upar. When that fortunate situation arises. But we are in the realm of, abhi we are still in the line to buy the ticket to go to the cinema or the drama. So this is Vaidhi. But the why and the how is Shastra. However, Raga Nuga Syat Chet Bhaktau Lobha Eva Pravartaka. When the method or the how is still scripture, but the why is not Shastra. Why is that inner inspiration? Hindi mein bole, main apne yaar se milne ja raha hun. Ya main apne yaar ke samne khada hone ja raha hun. That's very personal, that's in the heart, but there is no intellectual triangulation here. I don't need to remember the 5th canto, 28th chapter, the descriptions of the hell. That's beyond the radar. So this, when this pravartaka push is lobh or the greed, then it is called raganuga. It's still a sadhana, there is not perfection yet. Now, our Gaudiya Acharyas are perfect like professors. They like to give definitions. And this is something which we feel also that once we have heard from our Gaudiya Acharyas, it will be very hard to be impressed by general other pravachans. You know, sometimes a very loose statements are may be given in some pravachan like bhakti se gyan tak, gyan se bhakti tak. वहीं पे वी बिकम नॉन लीनियर. व्हाट डू यू मीन ज्ञान से भक्ति, भक्ति से ज्ञान, एंड देन धर्म करो. अब धर्म मतलब क्या? बिकॉज वी बीन गिवन दिस परिभाषाज. सो आर आचार्यज आर वेरी गुड इन डेफिनेशंस एंड देयर ग्रंथाज आर देयरफॉर कॉल्ड परिभाषा ग्रंथाज. इज जस्ट लाइक इंजीनियरिंग, इजंट इट? देयर आर स्पेसिफिक डेफिनेशंस ऑफ, we have doctors sitting there, so particular branch have a particular definitions and ityadi. So here the questions, just to answer the questions which may get raised, Vishnu Chakri Thakur is making sure the definitions are all right. So he gave the general definition. Now somebody may ask, can you clearly define what is lobha? Because lobha can mean like this, general greed. सब चलता है? नो, इट्स स्पेसिफिक. भक्तौ प्रवृत्तिर अत्र स्यात् तत् चिकीर्षा सुनिश्चया. लोभ मीन्स तत् चिकीर्षा, उसको करने की इच्छा, उसका मतलब भक्ति करने की इच्छा. हाउ? सुनिश्चया, अ जनरल डिटर्मिनेशन दैट आई वॉन्ट टू परफॉर्म भक्ति. दैट डिटर्मिनेशन इज पुश. इफ दैट पुश कम्स फ्रॉम शास्त्र, इट इज वैधि. इफ द पुश कम्स फ्रॉम a sense of love, a sense of relationship, maybe amorphous or maybe crystalline in future state, that is which bhakti? Raganuga. Clear? Now somebody can even ask further question. How does that lobha develops? So Vishnachakri Thakur, just to humor, you know, engage with that person, says that शास्त्र देखने से तो लोभ डेवलप होता नहीं है, या अपनी योग्यता और अयोग्यता का विचार करने से डेवलप होता नहीं है. बिकॉज दिस इज ऑल्सो सेड बाय रूप गोस्वामी, न शास्त्रम न च युक्तिम च. न शास्त्र से न युक्ति से तो होता कैसे? सो विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर से, केनचित लोभनीय वस्तुम दृष्ट्वा, कोई वस्तु में इट्स लाइक टू अट्रैक्टिव. By seeing that or by hearing that, then we get it. Like deities, like a pure devotee. Then Vishnachakri Thakur even asked the question, or rather we are asking the question because he is answering. Roz to kar rahe hain, ho nahi raha hai. Are we missing some factor? Right, that lobha, sometimes it's a push, it's a drag. And we have to do yogyata, yogyata. Seriously, I am a fallen soul, I should go. But in Raganuga, it's not like that. It's not yogyata, ayogyata vichar. It's like I want to. And then, of course, you see the scriptures, how to. So what is this exactly? Lobh, how does it manifest? Lobhaniya vastu, we are seeing it, but it's not manifesting. To answer that, first, Vishnath Chakri Thakur is even qualifying ki what happens when then you think, oh, mere ko yaar ka darshan karna hai. What exactly happens in your heart? He says, this is Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu quote, tat tat bhav madhuryadhi shrute dhihi yad apekshate. Tat tat, un. Kya un? Krishna and his Vrindavan pastimes and his beautiful parikara. What is parikara? His associates. The sweet leelas which they are performing, and by hearing them, something happens. Dhihi. Dhihi means intelligence. What is that intelligence now? Idam mama bhuyat. Yaar, mere saath bhi aisa hona chahiye. Let me also get a glimpse. Maybe like, you know, in the box, people are sitting in the balcony. Maybe I should be given a seat in the box or little bit. But entry. That intelligence when it awakens. Why? Because you have heard. Like how they are playing dice games. And Madhu Mangala is acting like a very intelligent jester. In Greek literature and Roman literature, the jesters are foolish jesters. They just like Shakespearean. They create comedy which has no head or tail. It's really foolish. But in the Sanskrit Natakas, the jesters are not foolish. They are very intelligent. Of course, Madhu Mangala is an associate of Krishna. And how he makes jokes with double meanings and creating a further pastime juice. When in the morning they come to see Krishna, Krishna is wearing a blue cloth. And just to create more drama, he says that, dekho, dekho, ladte rehte hain, ye Balram ka cloth. He took the Balram's cloth, but it's not Balram's cloth. So Krishna also feels embarrassed, and the devotee is hearing that, feels a heightened sense of attraction. So idam mama bhuya, then you see, kahan main pada hua hoon sansar mein, moku bhi aiso kuch ras de diyo. So you feel that, you give me that ras also. That intelligence which does not depend on the shastra or yuktim, na shastram na cha yuktim cha, tat lobho patti lakshanam. That is the symptom of some greed has developed. But how to get that greed? I mean, we cannot see that pastime. Sometimes reading also, it's tough. So the clincher verse comes. Krishna tad bhakta karunya matra labhaika hetuka. Krishna and Krishnasya bhakta. Unke karuna, their mercy, is the predominant factor in Raganuga bhakti. The bhakti which is impelled by inspiration. In Vaidhi also there is kripa. Huh? In fact, throughout the Bhagavatam we hear words like punya, dishtya, yadrichaya. These are very masked words. They don't mean normal punya. They don't mean yadrichaya. They don't mean, dishtya means by luck. Not luck. Jiva Goswami writes in Bhakti Sandharma, it's just a way of saying by causeless devotees association. Because bhaktya sanjatya bhaktya. Just to cover it up, they say, that verse is that kim akarod brahma nanda gopa vrajau kasam yad yasya linde param brahma jiske chaukat pe param brahma latka hua hai. You know, so many verse comes and they talk about, Yashoda ne kya punya kya. A punya for Yashoda is an oxymoron. It means, for them it is like poetry, but when it is spoken in devotee's life, punya means what? Causeless devotee association. So even for Vaidhi, we need the mercy. Why? Because for the bhakti plant to rise, we need the seed and the watering of the seed. Watering of the seed is Shravan, Kirtan, Ityadi. And what is seed? Brahman, Brahmite, Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru, Krishna, Kripa, Pai, Bhakti, Lata, Beej. Konsa Guru Lekin? Diksha plus Shiksha. The seed also is a continuously evolving entity. It's not like Ekbar Diya frozen. And then we can do anything what we want to do. We need Shiksha also. Diksha Purvakam Shiksha or Shiksha Purvakam Diksha. However you want to translate. So that's why we depend on Shiksha also. But if the Shiksha is antagonistic, what will happen? The apple seed may get transmogrified into a GMO apple seed. Something else may come out. So that's why, and that seed is given through mercy. However, we also have heard about sadhana siddha bhaktas. But in Raganuga, we have never heard about that. So a predominant factor for that inspiration to arise is what? Grace or mercy. And now Rupa Goswami does the comparative analysis, which we'll spend some more time. Pushti margataya kaishid iyam raganuga uchyate. Haan, kuch log inhe pushti marg kehte hain. Ye bahut overloaded statement hai. Why didn't he say Nimbark Margataya Kaishid? Why didn't he say Shri Vaishnava Margataya Kaishid? Why didn't he say Shri Ramananda Margataya Kaishid? Why didn't he say Shri Harivansh Margataya Kaishid? Why didn't he say Shri Haridas Margataya Kaishid? Why Pushti Margataya Kaishid? There's some reason behind it. We'll take a little detour to transport ourselves to the Vrindavan from this Vrindavan using a wormhole. And see different Raja Sampradayas. What are their focuses? Because when we'll view that, perhaps some people already are aware of this, but those who are not aware, the framework which we'll put our Gaudiya with respect to other Sampradayas will give us a sense of pride that we have been given a very comprehensive Vraja view, not the world view, Vraja view. And that will also help develop a sort of respect towards other sampradayas and at the same time not being insecure. Because sometimes it happens, are apne mein to aisa kuch ras hai nahi, bahar ka kuch chahiye. I mean, you may have also heard such arguments. So first, we'll take the example of Swami. Any guesses? Okay, and beech mein kaun baitha hai, Tanpura laga ke? Tansen. And uske baad, Akbar. People are, some historians are really mad about this picture. Why? Because Haridas is shown with black mustache and Akbar is shown with whatever, you know. white mustache. It should be other way around because Haridas Swami was quite older. Akbar born in what, 1540? I mean, he was in 20 years in 1562 when he met Man Singh. And Man Singh was 12 years old. They met in Sanganer because not Jodhabai, huh? That's a somebody. Somehow movies mein na itna masala lagate hain ki it's only masala, no reality. Like Meerabai movie, Hema Malini and Vinod Khanna. Somebody told me watched and I watched it. It was bhav ki thi, but then later when I did research into Meerabai's literature from a lady who belongs to the what? Peer? Peer kehte hain, kya kehte hain? Maika Peer and the Sasural. Both lines. It is completely concoction, the movie. In fact, usme gaane bhi concoction the. Ek bhajan, do bhajan ko leke aise mix up kar diya. Only Vani Jayaram's voice was good. And in that, Vinod Khanna is like completely antagonistic to Meerabai as her husband. That's wrong. Bhojraj became devotee of Meerabai. So much so, he went back home, perhaps back to Godhead. And Meerabai was not some, like, she was Madhavi. Madhavi in Dwarka pastimes. Unki, uski mummy ne usse keh diya tha ki wo saavro aayego, tujhe bachno hai. So she would not go near Krishna. Krishna would, she was married to a friend of Krishna and Krishna would ask, Bhau ke darshan to karai deo. She would always run away from Krishna. And then later Krishna told, you will face the separation from me. And in Kali Yuga, it will be like that bhava. But anyway, so much so masala, there is less reality. So, Akbar, not the Jodhabai, he was marrying Harka Bai. And Akbar came to Man Singh and said, Man Singh was completely ugly. Huh? Akbar was smart. So Man Singh was told, भाई जब खुदा खूबसूरतता डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर रहे थे तो तुम क्या कर रहे थे? तो ही सेड, मैं प्रार्थना कर रहा था उस समय, लेकिन जब भगवान ने ब्रेवरी और इंटेलिजेंस दिया तो मैं फर्स्ट आगे, सबसे आगे था. दैट क्लिंच द फ्रेंडशिप ऑफ मान सिंह एंड अकबर. एंड वी सी मान सिंह अकबर जीव गोस्वामी ट्राइंगल विच क्रिएटेड द 15th सेंचुरी वृंदावन. सो हेयर Swami Haridas is actually from Nimbark Sampradaya. And Nimbark, original Nimbark, are very grounded in Puranas. You can say the original, sort of original in the historic sense of propounders of Radha Krishna Bhakti. What is their mantra? Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. Confusion hi nahi hai. Hare aur Ram mein hum sochte hain. Hare kaun hai, Ram kaun? Hari ka Hare, Hara ka Hare. Ram wo wale kaun Ram hai? Parshu. Well, yesterday was Akshaya Tritiya. So Parshu Ram hai, Radha Raman hai, Balram hai. They removed all the confusion. Radhe Krishna, Krishna, Radhe Krishna and Radhe Sham. Not confusion. Their temple is Sri Banke Vihari. One of his Bhatija Shishya, Vithal Vipul, was sitting near Haridas Swami in Nidhuvan and asking, Swami, tu koku nikhar rahe hai? Who are you just observing in the kunjas? And he said, well, you can also see it. Just go inside the kunja and bring out that form. It was the Yugala Banke Vihari form, which is the combined Radha Krishna form. And yesterday was the only day where they show the Charan Darshan, Akshaya Tritiya. Like the whole world comes there. And as we speak, they are contemplating about a corridor. We may be oust from our ancestral home. Let's see. Second is Hari Vyas Devacharya. It took him 36 years to get initiation. He approached his guru, Sri Bhatt Devacharya, and asked him, give me initiation. He said, what do you see, huh? I see you not fit. Go do parikrama 12 years for Govardhan, chanting Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. Came back. Ab kya dikh raha hai? Haan, kuch light dikh rahi hai. Not fit. Go again. 12 years. Aise ghoom ke, I mean, it was quite tough initiation at those times. 36 साल के बाद जाते हैं, अब क्या दिख रहा है? हाँ, यहाँ पे किशोरी जी है, यहाँ ठाकुर जी है. पास्ट इनिशिएशन. सो ही वॉज ऑल्सो निम्बार्क संप्रदाय. And the temple is a beautiful Anand Manohar temple. Some of you, if you go to Lohi Bazaar, if you take this turn, you come to Shahaji Mandir, Nidhuvan, and then Radharaman. Just go and don't go on this side. Go here. There will be a Monu optician shop, which is very famous. And then, then there is some sweater shop. And then near there is a huge haveli of Anand Manohar temple. And just like we do Kirtan, they do Samaj. Haridas Swami wrote Kelimal and he wrote Mahavani. And in both, they have a very particular choice of words. Huh? How we address Thakurji or Sri Krishna. No Govind, no Nandanandan, no Yashodanandan. I mean, no connection with his greater Vrindavan pastimes. Only connection with the pastimes with Sri Radha and Gopis. So, Kahi Sri Haridas Jab Chirahi Jivo Jab Kunj Bihari, that's it. Kunj Bihari, Sham, Shama, these names will be used. Khech Tan Karke Govind. But then that Govind means Gopi Naam Gah Yah Vindati. Gopiyon ke senses ko jo pleasure deta. So it's very specific. They have kind of moved away from Pauranik Vrindavan to their own Vanis, which are written in Braj Bhasha. And their focus is only Sri Radha, Sri Krishna and Gopis. Gopas, who? Nanda, who? Yashoda, okay, fine. But no mention of any other Braj Parikaras. Gaay haan thoda side mein backdrop ke ho sakte hain. But this is not our Vrindavan, isn't it? For us, Sri Krishna is delights in the Kunjas and the Goshthas. The Kunjas is where Radha Krishna and Sakhis are there. Of course, usme bhi layers hai, Nikunja, Nibhrit Kunja, but maybe for some other time. And Goshtha means the entire. So think of the altar as the Nikunja or the Kunj and this entire Jeevi as the Goshtha, where Gaus are there. All the rasas, gopas are there, animals bodied, rajvasis are there. You have seen the Gopinath altar. There are monkeys are there. Although I was just, telling Vraj Chandra Prabhu ki, these monkeys are quite civilized monkeys. So then we thought of an idea, maybe we should make them hold a chashma. So Vraj Chandra Prabhu really liked that idea. Ek bandar, agar ye wala hai, uska haath aise hi hai. Isme perfect. Chashma fit ho sakta hai. So the altar is like that. It's a greater Vrindavan. And sometimes in some pastimes, the whole Vrindavan comes underneath one roof. How do we explain that? Jiva Goswami explains it. Frame principle, which we can call the centermost attentive point where the entire laser focus is there in Gaudiya. Anarpita charim chirat karuneya avatir nakalau. Samar payutumun nato jwala rasam, ujjwal ras jo dene aaye hain, wo USP hai. Unique selling, no, unique service point. However, the frame is of Goshtha. Image gets beautiful with the frame also. The frame heightens the beauty of the image. Kahan niharna hai, kahan niharna band kar dena hai. So similarly for us, yes, the center is Madhurya, but then Goshtha is also there and Krishna likes it. From Goshtha he comes to Kunja, from Kunja he goes to Goshtha. Isn't it? So, union separation. Then why does he use Pushti Marg? Because in all the Vraja Sampradayas, the closest is the philosophy and tattvic and the rasa understanding of Pushti Marg. Because there also it is an appreciation of Goshtha and Kunja. One Vihari Mandir we have seen in Vrindavan, near Kusum Sarovar. And what is the darshan? Anybody knows? It's like Radha Rani is holding a mirror and she is seeing Krishna. Now that's a Bhava Vigraha. Bhava Vigraha means that there is a proof of it in our literatures. In the early morning pastimes, that's described. It's not like... But that's not in Gaudiya only. Surdas sings about it. Ki Krishna is asking, whose face is better, yours or mine? And he is also holding a darpana. And Surdas writes the entire poetry out of it. So I was just thinking, it's quite similar. Although their focus is a Baal Gopal worship, but there is Madhurya also there. And that is the reason why Rupa Goswami is very particular here. Pushti margataya kaishit. It's not only just creating like, okay, we glorify you because you are our near neighbors. Pushti Marg was there in Vrindavan, but it's not like that. I mean, the relationships were already nice. Vithalanath, the son of Vallabhacharya, whom we call Gosai Ji, once the Srinaji deity came down, because again, Affa fail gai, Yavan a gai, attack hoga. So, jab wo niche aaye the, to kahan rahe the? Mathura mein Vithalanath Ji ke ghar pe. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says that it was a 1 month festival. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhatta Goswami all came and stayed at Gosai Ji's place. So relationship was good. But here is the tattvic understanding. And David Heberman calls it interestingly. These two, Gaudi and Pushti, are sister sampradayas. They have very much in common. Like we have Kama Dinam Katina Katida. That verse is there. Kitne dino tak mujhe mind ko pratarna kiye. Surdas also sings. Nacho bahut Gopal, ab main nacho bahut Gopal. Ki Gopal ji, main bahut nach liya hu. Kabhi anger nachwa raha hai, kabhi ye nachwa raha hai. Quite similar, right? Similarly, in the childhood pastimes also, we have this pastime in Krishna is a pesky little kid in front of Yashoda, right? And Surdas writes about in Braj. So it appears to me like what Goswami is focused on Sanskrit, Surdas and other folks focused in Braj Bhasha. Kabahu badegi choti maya, ki you are asking me to drink milk, but the choti is not increasing. Balram's choti is increasing. I don't know why mine is not increasing. So when we see these, we feel, oh, there is such similarity, and that's the reason why in his most important thesis, Rupa Goswami is clearly mentioning Pushti Margataya Kaishit. So this ends our detour of explanation of that verse. Now we enter into the three classic verses of Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu. Rupa Goswami was very, very, you can say, conservative, or not conservative, like sparse about explaining of Raganuga Bhakti, only just three verses. And the purports of these verses have created such different understandings even in our sampradaya. So we are so grateful to Vishna Chakri Thakur. Vishwanath Rupo Sau Bhakta Vartma Bhakti Vartma Pradarshanath. This is called Vishwanath. Why? Because he shows the path of bhakti. And bhakti, bhakta chakra varti tattvat, because he stays always in the association of devotees, chakravartyakhyaya bhavat. He is called Chakravarti. So Vishwanath Chakravarti. So he explains very nuanced way what are these three verses. Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtham nijasami hitam tat tat katharatascha sau kuryadvasam vraje sada vraje vrajme sada hamesha ke liye vasam kuryat. Kaun sa vraj? Our acharyas explained manasa also it is fine. And of course here it is like tantamount. And our acharyas have done it. Kanaka Vrindavan was established in Jaipur. First, the Govinda Dev, who was running or playing the pastimes of running, went to Govinda Dev. Then it went to Jaipur. Then Vana Vishnupur, we have Hambir. Then Rupa Goswami, Ram Keli, and in our modern times here, New Vrindavan and Hungary. And Bibi Govind Maharaj have, I think, done in Kazakhstan. So, because the Hridayastha Vrindavan will come out. What we eat comes out as a belch, isn't it? Dakar. Some people say preaching is also Dakar. Because what is filled inside, it will come out. So he says, it's okay. Vrindavan mood, if it is there, we can do the vas outside. But how? tat tat katha ratash. This is the characteristics of rag bhakti, because jisse prem hota hai uske bare mein hum sunna pasand karte hain. So the hearing about Krishna pastime introduces that prema, and that prema then forces us to read more, to delve deeper in Krishna's pastime. And tat tat katha ratash, rat hai us kathao mein, un kathao mein. Acha, kaun wo un kaun hai? Preshtham nija samihitam, Krishna ke parikar jinke prati hame thoda ek attraction developed ho gaya. For some it could be Yashoda, for some it could be Subal, Madhumangal, for some it could be Rupa Manjari, for some it could be Lalita Sakhi. To aise jano ka, asya preshtham janam, asya Krishnasya. And kya kare? Smaran. Hey, smaran kyun kare? Why? Because bhakti is the matter of heart. Now I am not going to technical thing, or heart mein mind hota hai, mind mein intelligence hota hai. Sometimes to describe easily, we divide into four, right? Antakaran chatushtaya, chitta, buddhi, ahankar, man. But it's not like four compartments are there and no, it's just the function of the mind. Mind cannot multitask one thing at a time, but it does it so fast, it appears like a multitask. So mind, the mano ragasya mano dharmatvat, the man ka dharma rag hai ya attract hona hai. Aur bhakti man ka khel hai. So what is the paramount activity is? Yena kena prakarena manah krishne niveshayat. Krishna niveshayat. However, Jeev Goswami says that, wait a minute. What is the Kali Yuga dharma? Japa, kirtan, harinam. So this smarana should be dependent on what? Japa and shravana must not be left. So it is shravana purvakam smarana. It is kirtan purvakam smarana. It's not like smaran avastha, agar fortunate somebody reaches that, kirtan and shravana will not be stopped. And this is the achintya sort of balance between sort of endeavor and mercy. Mercy ho gayi hai, khol diya kisi ne pitara, and we got it. Or we are continuously thinking when the mercy will come, if the mercy will come. However, the person will not stop the endeavor. If the endeavor stops in such a longing stage, which means some offense has happened. And if the endeavor increases, person is longing for mercy, but the endeavor increases, that's a sign ki he is on the right path. So Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtham nijasamihitam tat tat katharatash chasa kuryad vasam vraje sada. A person will think, and this we see in outside life also. People say that, well, Charles Darwin, he used his intellect to develop the theory of evolution. No. He had some emotional investment into this whole topic. Maybe he was angry at some priest. I don't know. Like they speak about why Nobel Prize is not for mathematics. You know the reason? Alfred Nobel's wife actually ran away with a mathematician. That's a true story. So he had some anger. So he'd never instituted, I think, the Nobel Prize of Mathematics. But now, of course, we have Fields Medal. So that thing is taken care. So we are all what? In the core, emotional beings. They call the rider and the elephant. The rider, the mahat, is holding like a small stick. The elephant is a maddened elephant. He sees a sugar cane thing, wo upar ka kya karega aise stick se. The elephant will rush. And that's how our mind is like that. So best, hence, is to repose the emotions in the lotus feet and the remembrance of Shri Krishna. I'll stop here for today. Tomorrow I'm leaving at the cliffhanger, right? Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. So siddha rup hota kya hai? Ye bahut prashna isne khade kiye hain. So that's a cliffhanger for tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about this. and some of the sweetness about what is Aishwarya, what is Madhurya. Does Vishnachakrit Thakur says that, does Madhurya means only happy-go-lucky, ignorant, then a child is also having Madhurya, right? The sweetness. So what is the difference between Krishna's sweetness and a little innocent, murkha balak's sweetness? There has to be something else. So he defines all these things in a very sweet way. So we do tomorrow. I stop here. Now I think we can go till what, 9:05 or something, you said. So questions, comments, and reflections. Reflections are a completely different category. They mean no questions. Reflections means you reflect. Okay, something it stuck with you, which you like to take with you, or you disagree with something also. So please, anything.
Proji, wonderful. Thank you so much for this wonderful explanation. I just want to know, you mentioned one point, different sampradayas exist. Even Lord Chaitanya was there, and we have Shivallabhacharya also, and different sampradayas moving together. So how to have the comprehensive understanding, the unity of these sampradayas, at the same time, how they are like, no different. You said that we can relish both the things.
Well, relishing in the sense that we have the grounding in one sampradaya, because that's how Sri Krishna has orchestrated the schools. Take the courses in MIT, don't jump to Berkeley. No, take courses in Stanford, don't jump to Berkeley because they fight. They may fight. Or the person may get confused if the Viveka is not there. If the Viveka is there, we can take the juice from here and go deeper. It's like the main course is from the kitchen of Rup Raghunath, but the chutney may come from Vallabhacharya and the samosa may come from there. Maybe the achar can come. But the main course is main course. How do we understand it? Most of them have sambandha to be pretty much the same. Jivera Swarupoya, Krishnira Nitya Das, there is a relation, there is a personal God. Prayojan, as we described, right? Ours is Goshtha and the Kunja, theirs is Kunja. Abhideya may be quite different. And this is what we'll discuss in the next class. And that's where I think we as Prabhupadanugas have to be careful, because sometimes, I don't know, due to bad experiences or some bad relationships, it is like, let's say, I say, Mulla ki dor has tak, hamari dor Vrindavan tak. But the Vrindavan is also a complex place. And how do we stick to the prayojana which our acharyas have given? Then Abhideya. Then that nuance understanding, the Abhideya is a little bit turning. To give you an example, what is the main mantra in our sampradaya? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but we are given Gayatris also. That's very different emphasis in other sampradayas. Just take Radha Raman Goswami sampradayas. There are 40 different families. 40 thamba kehte hain, uske andar bhi family hoti hai. And sabke alag alag emphasis hain. So I just caught one of my friend and just prodded him a little bit. Can you a little bit reveal? Wo reveal nahi kar rahe the, but thoda prem ki chutki. So he said, yes, Hari Bhakti Vilas says it. So, but wait, you have any institutionalized Hare Krishna Mahamantra rounds? No. Really? What do you have? We have the Gopal Mantra. Now, how many you chant? He said, it's written in Hari Bhakti Vilas. You can chant in multiples of 10. 1, 10, 100, 1000. Okay. What does 10 mean? Mala or mantra? Both. It's like, in computer science, mein hota na, operator overloading or stack overload. I don't know. When I use that in example in Chopati, Shyamanand Prabhu took me to task. But it's like same thing can be, like a Hari Bol, right? Oh, Hari Bol ka Hari Bol ho gaya, ab wo Hari Bol ho raha hai. Now fill in the blanks. What does Hari Bol mean? Achche ke liye Hari Bol, bure ke liye Hari Bol. That's an operator overloading. It can be used. So one can mean mala or mantra, up to the guru. What do we do? 10 mantras, right? Gayatri ke. But Srila Prabhupada was so genius because he realized that for this age, that evocative or vocative longing can be produced by Hare Krishna mantra. Because every word there is vocative. In Gopal mantra, it is what? There is a clean bija. देन गोपी जन के वल्लभ के साथ चतुर विभक्ति जोड़ दी गई. मेरे को क्रिप्टिक कहना पड़ेगा, अदरवाइज आई वुड बी इनिशिएटिंग यू. सो गोपी जन वल्लभ के साथ चतुर्थ विभक्ति जोड़ दी गई, देन वल्लभ के साथ भी, और फिर अग्नि बीज डाल दिया. अग्नि बीज पता होगा, वाइफ ऑफ अग्नि इज स्वाहा. सो वो बीज डाल दिया, बट उसमें देर इज अ सेंस ऑफ सम वैदिकनेस. इनफैक्ट इन सम अदर संप्रदायज यू हैव टू डू ये सब, ऑल दोज थिंग्स यू हैव टू डू, अंगन करन्यास एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट, एंड इन द एंड यू हैव टू से घुह्याति घुह्य गोप्ता त्वाम गृहाणास अस्मत् कृतम जपम सिद्धिर्भवतु मे देवा त्वत्प्रसादा त्वयि स्थिते अनेन जपकर्मणा श्री श्री बनबिहारी प्रियताम बनबिहारी अर्पणम अस्तु. ये सब भी करना पड़ता है, बट अपने में ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. हरे कृष्ण में तो है ही नहीं. वाई? बिकॉज इट्स अ ऑलरेडी सिद्ध मंत्र, इट्स अ लॉन्गिंग मंत्र. एंड प्रभुपाद ने कितना अच्छा एक्सप्लेनेशन दिया, आई नीड हेल्प, एंगेज मी इन योर सर्विस. सो दैट लॉन्गिंग, जीनियस ऑफ भक्ति सिद्धांत एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद, दैट दे इंस्टीट्यूटेड इट. डू इट संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नति भी. रूप गोस्वामी इन प्रथम चैतन्य अष्टकम इन द फिफ्थ वर्स ही सेज हरे कृष्णे इति उच्चै ही स्फुरित रसनो, एंड देन ही से नाम गणना कटिबंध सूत्रोज्वल करह. दैट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज दिस, कटी मीन्स कमर, कमर में एक रस्सी बंधी हुई है और रस्सी में नॉटेड रस्सी है. वो नॉटेड रस्सी को वो एक हाथ में पकड़ते हैं, दैट इज इज काउंटिंग बीड्स. एंड ही दज हरे कृष्णे इति उच्चै ही स्फुरित रसना. अमेजिंग राइट? जिस द छवि ऑफ लॉर्ड विशालाक्षो, ही इज, मतलब हमारी माला तो उसमें लटकती रहती है, उनके यहाँ पे काउंटिंग बीड्स है, ही इज ऑल्सो काउंटिंग. सो एक्चुअली परंपरा गोज ऑल द वे टिल चैतन्य महाप्रभु. काउंट विचेयानी विचिंतयानी विचारयानी पुनः पुनः, जैसे कृपणा धन को गिनता है वैसे हम अपने नामों को गिनते हैं. तो सी द डिफरेंस. नाउ समबडी मे गेट इनैमर्ड एंड लीव द हरे कृष्ण चैंटिंग, बट दैट इज द प्रेम संकीर्तन. बिकॉज महाप्रभु हैज द हरे कृष्ण बिफोर महाप्रभु एंड द हरे कृष्ण आफ्टर महाप्रभु, देर इज अ डिफरेंस. बिकॉज आई छे प्रेम संकीर्तन. देन इफ यू गो टू रामानंदी संप्रदाय, दे हैव द लाइक द what is the counterpart of Hare Krishna mantra, the Vijay mantra. We know that Vijay mantra, Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, but no such 16 mala 10 mala 4 mala, aisa kuch nahi. They will be given 3 or 4 mantras, 2 syllable 1 syllable, and that you have to do 4 malas or 1 mala. I was really able to appreciate then Srila Prabhupada when did this comparative thing. Oh yeah. And it's not 64 also, which may take up so much time. It's 16. And of course, minimum. So does that help you? So I think by when we kind of know this, then there sometimes there may be a tendency to become apologetic about, theek hai, ab hum le liye diksha to. No, it's the wealth given, actually wealth. And perhaps we'll discuss more about that in the next. Thank you for asking. Yes, Prabhu, chastisement, corrections, feedback, operation, surgery.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for your in-depth study about different sampradayas, the diversity, the complexity. Mm. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected this sampradaya. Mm. So my question is there a prophecy that all sampradayas are going to come under one banner? Because you said Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most simple, easily accessible. Yeah. It is can be reached out widely. So does it mean, and if it is, when? The way Kali Yuga is progressing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction that every town and village, it sounds very unlikely. But same time, there is a prophecy that all sampradayas will come under one ban. So your comment.
I have also heard about that prophecy. I don't know the source. Yesterday when I came here, I thought the prophecy may come true, seeing Sunday crowd in GEV. I was like, that's Vrindavan. And Gaurang Prabhu was saying, yeah, it's like ISKCON Vrindavan. So many people. And 2012, when I was there, I mean, there was first time when I came, only a few buildings, and like, I'd be terrified to come from there to there. And fast over 10 years. So how would Mahaprabhu do it? Whether some people say, oh, a king administrator will come, because in the past, Ashoka embraced Buddhism, Constantinople embraced Christianity, and that was the hockey stick growth. How will it happen here? With the democracy also, you know, and the political correctedness, whether somebody would, you know. But there is some hope. Can I share one hope? Brajbihari Prabhu Sr. I have to use those words, right? Brajbihari Prabhu Sr. of Washington. He is a mediator, and he was the first trainer of mediators in India. India mein mediation aisa kuch nahi hota tha. I mean, it's only litigation. Now, fast forward like 40 years, now Chandrachur Justice Supreme Court, he has said, mediate, not litigate. Why? Because one case springs 10 cases. They were told that, so he participated in a meeting called Samadhan recently, and I am part of some, at least I'm passively attending some ISKCON Resolve meetings, and there Brajbihari Prabhu invited J.P. Singh. He is the original mediator, first Adi mediator, who was trained by Brajbihari Prabhu. So he calls Brajbihari Prabhu my guru Vraj. So J.P. Brajbihari Prabhu was invited to give mediations from Bhagavad Gita, like Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanya, Brahmana, Gavihastini, Ityadi. So they were saying ki agar koi naya case nahi aata Indian judicial system hai. J.P. Singh is the vice president of the Indian Bar Association. If no new case comes to the judicial system, can you guess how many years it will take to resolve all the pending cases? Just a simple guess. Huh? 20 years? Kind of. Okay, it's not 1,000 years, but still. Huh? 50 years, it's 100 years. And then there are defamatory cases, right? Chief minister ja raha hai, dusra aa raha hai, thop diya. Ladte raho. It's crazy, but the hope I'm telling, they are able to discuss Bhagavad Gita principles in the highest body. And Brajbihari Prabhu says to us after J.P. Singh left, I still have the dream to see a judge with a tilak. I mean, if such hopes are alive in the hearts of such devotees, magic may happen. And bhakti is about unseen magic, which appears so grounded, right? Haan, Raja Man Singh the, haan, Akbar the, haan, wo Todar Mal bhi the, jinhone Bhagavatam ko Persian mein translate kar diya. Haan, un situation ke karan, Braj mein mandir ban gaya. No, the mastermind Savaro, the Savara, Savariya Seth, Krishna and Radharani, they are planning it. And often they plan in such a way that it appears, situations got arranged, people, there was a hippie movement and Prabhupada came at the right thing and the right time. And then movement began. No. They are behind something. So how it will manifest? How will the domino effect may happen? As they say in America, jury is out. Jury is out means, abhi jury faisla karne gayi hai, nirnay pe thode time pe aayegi, matlab samay hi batayega. So maybe it will happen in 50 years, maybe it will happen in 100 years, or maybe we'll be up there seeing. But when we'll be up there, fortunately, we'll be up there. So, or maybe some of you may go there and then come down in that. Who knows? Thank you for asking that question. Any other comments, reflection? Yes, Prabhu.
Here, specifically Rupa Goswami mentioned about Pushti Margi, and you nicely explained about why the Pushti Margi word is come. So it's my just observation, may not be true, but from the beginning of the practice only, they are engaged in Raganuga Bhakti, Pushti Margis. They don't allow to see their deities, all those things. I just observed in their So in our sampradaya, we know that unless we cross the nishtha level, or reach to the asakti, ruchi or asakti level, we cannot practice raganuga bhakti. It's not wise to practice. We are not allowed to practice raganuga bhakti. That intelligence has not developed yet. Sattva guna has not come yet. So is there any such a system? Is there in that sampradaya also? Just wanted to know.
Very good question. We'll be discussing about that in the next class. Ours technically is not vaidhi. It is ajata ruchi raganuga sadhana. It's a raganuga sadhana only, but ajata ruchi, so that we are careful. The form always is vidhi. Because apni bhajan katha na bataive jatha tatha. Bhajan ki katha na bataive, and raganuga is a matter of heart, so it will never be a publicly thing. I mean, we are also discussing here because it's a closed group, and we are discussing. You know, sometimes in Vrindavan, the history says that ex Prabhu went outside, learned raganuga bhakti, and then opened a YouTube channel. I mean, it's a reality, and it created a lot of ruckus. So it is a hirdaya ki baat. So the form, external form, we'll see. Shavanot kirtanadini vedi bhakti uditani tu. Wo yahan pe bhi shavan kirtan hoge bhar se aisa lagega ki. But it's a matter of heart. And as you're saying, right, pushti marg mein, and even in our, what do we sing? Nikunjar yuno rati keli siddhyai. Ya fir tulsi arti mein, what do we say? Shakir anugata karo. And what does Prabhupada say? Just love Krishna. Be his friend. Be a well-wisher for Krishna. So in a very masterful way, Prabhupada is, in a very masterful way, instituting a longing for Krishna already. And that makes it like Raganuga, but Ajatruchi, and like Pushti Margi also. Even in Pushti Margi, I don't think so there is a culture of a very elaborate Manasi Seva which other Virakt Gaudiya Sampradayas do. There is also Vyakta. Vyakta means, Hamara Thakur Ji hai, 8 bar bhog lagayenge, ye dress pehnenge to ye gayenge. So it's very much similar, right? We also have that mood. In short, ours is vaidhi targeted towards Raganuga, or technically, as Dhanudhar Maharaj says in his thesis, ajata ruchi raganuga sadhana. It's ajata ruchi, so we have to be careful. And we have to always be careful. And once the nishtha comes, then it's a safe, safe platform. Still kept in the heart. External is always, Shivram Maharaj nicely says, the telltale signs of an ISKCON Raganuga will be service-oriented, but in the heart, you could be tat-tat-tat-katharatash. You know, like we have Mangar bhajans. So, there is a sense, right? There's a fragrance of whatever Braj Bhakti around, but it's done in a very calculative manner. But because otherwise, you know, gopis also say to Uddhav, kahu ke man ko na janat, kisi ka man koi nahi jaan sakta. Uddhav, you will not also understand us. Logan ke man haasi. Otherwise people will mock. How they will mock? Sah jiya. So sahaj or sahajiya mein antar hota hai. But labeling we all do, so that's why it is best kept in the heart. But the form is vaidhi, and that's good for preaching, right? Abhi somebody is very newcomer, so this will be like, you know what, calculus instead of algebra. So does that help? And tomorrow I think we'll discuss more the what is this Mansi Seva Leela Chintan and things like that. More comments, questions, feedback, reflections? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, seems like we will not finish it tomorrow also. So is there a place where you have given these lectures before where we can hear it peacefully, the detailed explanation somewhere?
Well, that was Chupati Brahmachari class, but just few days back.
Okay. So one more question, Prabhu, I have is, you are saying that when we develop this attraction to one of the parikaras of Krishna, like you were saying about Madhumangal, Subala, Sudama, and then you hear more and more about them, those personalities. So from where do we get those leelas of the gopas of Krishna and the gopis of Krishna in more detail where a devotee has to...
Pura mala mal ho jaoge. To answer you shortly, vatsalya ke baare mein jyada nahi hai. Vatsalya mein, well, Bhagavatam has a lot. So Bhagavatam is, you can say, the Adi Grantha of all the eightfold pastimes, right? I mean, these come in eightfold pastimes only. So Bhagavatam is the Adi Grantha, and it has lot about every rasa, but vatsalya ke baare mein pretty much wahan milta hai aapko. Sakhya ke baare mein Bhagavatam is there, and very less in Goswami literatures. Very less means comparatively less. It's lot fun is there. But one text is dedicated to Sakhya. Nayanand Goswami's Prayo Bhakti Rasarnava. That is translated now by Bhanu Swami Maharaj. And of course, Madhurya ka to kehna hi ka. You know, Madhurya mixed with Sakhya is there. And Vatsala is there in so many literatures. Vishnu Chakri Thakur's, Rupa Goswami's, Kavi Karnapur, Anandindavan Champu, Gopal Champu, Govind Dilamrit, ityadi ityadi, like that. But there is one more interesting thing. If one may feel ki maybe I don't have the adhikar currently. And that's a very conservative feeling also, because even if the lobha develops, if there is a feeling that the purity is not there, because lobha ke baad purity avashyak hai, purity ke baad adhikar avashyak hai, then Acharya says that we will stand great benefit to also read about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Now, which pastimes? Of course, in the sense of eightfold pastimes, they is divided into eight parts. There, we do not so much think about Mahaprabhu's Gambhira pastimes. You know why? Because there, everything is erratic. Abhi kab Mahaprabhu room se bahar nikal gaye, kabhi samudra mein doob gaye, kabhi matha phod diya. It's also painful and it's erratic. Even in the meditation, there should be regularity, right? So that's why the meditation is on Navadvip Chandra's pastimes. Ki Mahaprabhu, Jeeva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Subhe ye kar rahe hain. Fir Sham ko he is going to take bath in Ganga and engaging. And then he is meditating on Radha Krishna pastimes, like that. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written about Sri Gauranga Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran. Beautiful and compressed Chaitanya Charitamrita of Navadvip pastimes. And then we have Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhoho Ashtakaliya Leela Ashtakam. That also. So that will be like an entry point, because we approach Radha Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So certainly you are in very good company. Lot of pothis have been written. And there could have been more, but Jiva Goswami thought that, oh, these would be too high, so he put all of them in Grantha Samadhi in Sanatan Goswami's Samadhi Mandir in Vrindavan. Sometimes I wonder, usme kya hoga, matlab aisa? Does that answer your question? Thank you. And now, lucid English translations are available by our Bhanu Swami Maharaj, and Shivaram Maharaj is also, he's now spending his time on Vilap Kusumanjali. I mean, there'll be 8 volumes. The first volume is out, and the first volume is 9,000 rupees. So I don't know how it will be afforded. Maybe like devotees have to come together and buy a copy and put it like somewhere. So that, This is so hopeful and paradigm shift. Yeah, people can take mobile of 50,000. Why can't they take? So such a paradigm shift. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. More comments, questions, reflections? The end here. Okay. Srila Vishnath Chakurthi Thakur ki jai. Raghavartma Chandrika ki jai. Shri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.